The Grey Robber's Apprentice by Alan Stratton. Narrated by Penelope Rawlins. Act 1. The Little Countess. The Boy in the Wooden Chest. Years ago, in the Archduchy of Voldland, on a night when the wind was strong and the waves were high, a boy washed ashore in a small wooden chest. The chest took refuge in a nest of boulders at the foot of a cliff. It swayed there for hours as the surf crashed on either side, threatening to sweep it away to be gobbled by the deep. The boy in the chest was a babe, scarce a year old. He wore a white linen cap and nightshirt and was bundled tight in a fine woolen blanket. The sound of the waves was a comfort to him after the screams he'd heard before the chest had been sealed. Now, as a surf threatened to destroy him, the infant dreamt he was rocking in his crib. Meanwhile, up the coast, a stumpy man of lumps and bumps stuck his shovel in the sand and cursed to heaven. It was the grave robber, Nobby the Bent. Nobby plied his trade in County Schwanenburg, in the Archduchy's eastern reaches. Tonight, the raging wind had promised a shipwreck, two or three, God willing, so Nobby had scrambled down the steep cliff path to the beach, hoping to plunder the bodies of the drowned. For hours, he'd prowled the coast, checking the spots where the tide deposited its gifts. He'd found nothing, not a single corpse.